Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We, of course, have long known that the New England coast was where some of the first European settlers landed in the New World. What you might not know is that much of that coastline history is still being uncovered. But now climate change and rising seas are adding new urgency to the efforts of scientists investigating early life here. Reporter Jason Moon joined a researcher for a hike to a centuries-old archaeological site in New Hampshire that is literally washing away.
UNH anthropologist Megan Howie has a map. It was made in 1635, and it shows the location of garrison houses that once stood near Great Bay in what is now Durham. Garrison houses, in case you're wondering, are a sort of fortified log cabin built by early colonial settlers in New England. But Howie says even though we've had this map for almost 400 years, until recently, no one's actually gone out to find the sites, to look for what may have been left behind.
It's pretty shocking. So I would say, you know, the emphasis has been on the sites that would draw tourists, right? So there's a lot out there that's just completely unknown.
Howie is leading me through the woods to a secret archaeological site where last summer she found some of that unknown history. The site is secret because it contains artifacts and human remains that can be a target for looters. Howie and a team of volunteers discovered the location of one of the garrison houses on that map, the remains of a structure where some of the earliest Europeans to ever be in this region lived, worked, and died. But that exciting discovery came with some sobering news.
All right, I found it. Oh, geez, it's wet.
We reach the end of the forest, where a steep bank drops down to a narrow strip of sandy beach. Howie points to the ground beneath our feet, and I realize she's not showing me what's here so much as what's gone. Most of the land where the garrison house once stood has been eaten away by the rising tidal water of the bay.
Like, quite literally washing away, and it's gone. Whatever the artifacts, everything with it, they've been, over the years, just washed away.
All that's left is one corner of the foundation. And just a few feet away, Howie points out a couple of bricks submerged in the shallow, salty water.
Oh, my God.
Right there, yeah.
So, that brick is probably from the
1600s? Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's probably from the chimney, yeah.
So and most of the site is lost.
Yeah, it's gone. It was a depressing find. It was a great find, but it's a bummer. That's how we felt last summer. Like, this is so cool and this is so sad.
After Howie found this, she wondered how many other historic sites could be at risk of a similar fate, of being submerged in a rising sea or being carried away by stronger storm surges. She combined sea level rise projections from climate scientists with the location of historic sites on the seacoast. She found that about 1 in 7 of the region's known historic sites are at risk. But even that number could be a low estimate because it doesn't include sites like this one, which weren't known until Howie found it just last year. And it's not just bricks that are being lost. Not far from the site of the garrison house is where the settlers who lived here buried their dead. It's a cemetery that contains some of the first Europeans to live in this area, and every year the tidal waters inch closer.
And it's only a matter of years before bodies probably come out of the bank, you know?
In many cases, saving historic sites like this from climate change just isn't feasible. So the best Howie can do is to document what's here before it's gone. It's an archaeological race against time.
I feel a great sense of urgency, especially after finding these sites are washing away, you know? Part of me thinks I'm 20 years too late to the problem, you know?
This summer, Howie is hoping to identify more garrison sites. She says she wants to find as many as possible while she still can. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jason Moon in Durham, New Hampshire.